Welcome to Wealth Creator Radio. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer here with Eric Heckman. Eric is president of Heckman Financial for 27 years now. And today on our show, Eric will give you his experienced advice on how to plan for a secure retirement. Eric, welcome.
Well, hi, Lou Ann, and this is definitely uncharted territory. And one of the things that we really need to be thinking about is what to do from here on out and how things are most likely going to play out. And there's a lot to be thinking about in terms of your finances. So, that's kind of the goal for today is really kind of covering some of those types of issues.
Last week, the stock market officially entered a bear market, which is I'll let you explain that. It's a 20% drop from the highs. So what the heck are we supposed to do now? It's been 11 years since we've been in a bear market.
Yeah, exactly. So, of course, the weirdness about that whole change from, a bull market is when the market goes up more than 20% from the starting point, and a bear market is 20% drop from the last previous high. And in a way, this 11-year run is a little bit of a misnomer. 2011, it got pretty close. 2015 got pretty close. And even December of 2018, it dropped 19%, but didn't quite make it 20. So it's, in a way, I like the fact that it's over because I'm sick of having to talk about it, for one thing. And the other part is the fact that really what's happening is the market's correct about every 3 years. And so from, ironically, the second week of March in 2009 was when the market hit the bottom after the 08-09 crash. So very appropriate, so I guess, that it leaves the bear market the same week 11 years later. And so what does that mean to you? Well, the interesting thing, I was meeting with one client, and of course the market's been massively volatile. So it depends if it was an up or down day, but he'd lost a bunch. He definitely lost a bunch. But had he lost a lot of money, or had he lost the opportunity to lock in money? And the interesting thing is we've got a nice big huge screen TV on that we talk with clients on. It's a nice touch screen and all that fun stuff. But when we were looking at his, we actually pulled up his Fidelity account and his 401k, and yeah, it had gone down over 130, I think, on that date. And for the year, which is a lot, right? And so not a good thing. But the ironic part is the screen, there's one little box and it says your 1 year return was 3%. So positive 3. So this is right after a really bad day. He lost a whole bunch and he was actually up for a year. So hold on, did he lose money or did he just lose last year's return? It's really more the fact that he did not exercise or take opportunities. A newer client of mine, and we had met actually around the end of the year last year, and one of the things we were going to do is move some money to foundational assets and steady income areas, stuff that's not tied in the market, doesn't go up and down with the market. So the part that does suck is he didn't take the action then when we were first talking about it, but he still has the chance to do it. It doesn't mean he has to delay his retirement. Doesn't mean, anything really that big. It just means now, more than ever, you need to know your timeline. And what is your timeline for needing the money? So one of the things that I've actually set up is a website called socialdistancerecession.com. And on that website, I'm going to start trying to put a lot more up-to-date links and videos, or you can just go to YouTube and look for Wealth Creator Radio, or just Wealth Creator, I should say. And, we'll be putting some more videos and timelines up, but really it kind of depends on your age and your timeline for how big or how bad is this going to be, and how much of an opportunity, how much of a positive can this be in your financial picture. We all know that, like, from 08, 09 crash, by about 2012, 2013, everybody was back to normal. And then they shot up way past then. The losses, for 2020 will come back. It's just a matter of what's your timeline, right? So, that's the biggest thing to know is, when are you going to need this money? And is it soon or later? Now, if it's probably under 10 years, especially under 5 years, you need to be taking action. You need to be doing something. if it's more than 10 years, you probably need to be doing something in a positive manner, meaning do stuff like increase the risk on your new contributions in your 401k. It's like, hold it. The market's not, you know, it's very volatile and going up and down and all over the place. And why would I want to take more risk? Well, because it's on sale. So I'm not talking about the money that you already have there. I'm just talking about the new dollars going in every week. Put those at a, you know, notch up that risk level a little bit higher. If you're using one of the target date funds, go to a, you know, a later date, or just buy stock funds, because those will come back up. I mean, if you're in your 20s or 30s, you know, for sure do that, because you've got a long time before you need this money. So, you know, there's a lot of stuff that you need to be knowing about market corrections. And one of the reports we have is exactly that. It has some good stats on what a market correction does. It's very short, very quick, lots of pictures. Don't worry, not hard to read. But if you wanted to get a copy of this report, it's one of the things that we can send you. All you have to do is text the word market to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word market to 800-454-1184. Again, it's 800-454-1184, or go online to wealthcreatorradio.com.
Eric, with everything going on right now, my goodness, you know, everything's shutting down, okay? And we're just seeing all these containment efforts, like you called it, social distancing. And so this is really, it could possibly prompt a recession, right? Maybe, you know, this prolonged period of a down economy. Last time we had it, what, 2007, 2008? So do you think it's about ready to happen again?
No, there's not any doubt in my mind that this is a recession. The problem with a recession legally, or whatever you want to, yeah, I don't know if it's a legal term, but the economic definition is two quarters of downward earnings. So that means we wouldn't be able to technically call it a recession until July.
Okay.
You know, it's kind of like if somebody dumps a bunch of water on your head, you can't technically know if you're wet until you feel your clothes, but you know the water just hit you, right?
Right.
So, I mean, we know this is definitely, there's no doubt, there's no way out that this is not a recession. You know, just because think of all the things that ripple through. I mean, people may think sports not being in action isn't a big deal, but I mean, restaurants aren't going to be able to keep paying servers if they're shut down and not making a dime. You know, so yeah, it's going to get probably worse before it gets better. Now, the nice thing is once things, hey, if they've found mostly that they can treat it now and they got good treatments, the vaccine's kind of not an issue, because vaccines take a year before they find out if they're really valid or not. So we're not talking about, you know, you can't vaccinate a couple billion people very fast. So it's going to be more about, is there a solution? Is there a way to, you know, treat people? And I think that's going to be the only way out. And then it's going to still be several months or even a year or two before we get fully back to normal. So, I mean, you do need to have money in foundational assets, stuff that can't go away. And those are rapidly changing. The faster you take action on those, the better deals you're going to get. Steady income stuff that's not in the market is critical to always have. These are things that I've said for years and years, I mean, for decades, that my planning does not change. You know, it's still the same thing, because we always had contingencies for this. So again, if you want to set up some time where we can go online and have an online meeting, if you don't want to go in person, that's fine. All you have to do is text the word visit to 800-454-1184. Again, if you want an online visit, you can text the word visit, 800-454-1184, or you can go online directly and book at wealthcreatorradio.com.
You toss a penny over your shoulder into a fountain and you make a wish. You look into the fountain and you see a lot of pennies, but you also see some quarters, and you think to yourself, who throws quarters into a fountain when pennies will do? Now think about the taxes you could be paying in retirement. Do you want to throw pennies or quarters to Uncle Sam? Eric Heckman and his team at Heckman Financial Services have helped hundreds of families plan for retirement for more than 25 years. Taxes can be complicated, so start planning now so you aren't caught off guard in retirement. To start building your plan, call or text the word tax to 800-454-1184. And together, you'll create a plan designed to help you keep as much of your money as possible. Find out what the heck is going on with your taxes with Eric Heckman and the Heckman Financial Services team. Start planning today. Call or text the word tax to 800-454-1184. That's tax to 800-454-1184. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman, and Eric is offering to help you create a retirement strategy. In fact, he does this every single weekend on our show. So today we are talking about the times they are changing. And so, Eric, anybody that's retiring in the next 5 or 10 years, with everything that's going on right now, what should they be doing?
Well, so one of the worst advice that I hear always spewed from financial people is hang in there. It'll all be fine and stuff like that. If somebody tells you hang in there, that's somebody who lacks any insight or any depth, I believe, because of that's not what you should be doing. You should be seeing two things. One is, what should you change? Maybe, I guess, in an adverse way or something. What should you do to protect yourself, right? The other one would be, how can you profit? Now, ethically profit, not sell toilet paper for $500 a roll.
Black market.
Talking about real profit. So what are some ways to do that? So since the mid-2000s, I have had all my clients, you know, doing the same thing. And even for my dad, this happened, and you know, I mean, that can't have any better case study than your own father. But you know, we had him allocated, and my mom too. But you know, and actually, in the .com days, where we had some foundational assets, stuff that can't go away, stuff that's guaranteed. You know, then we also had some steady income assets, and then of course we had the market money. Well, when they both got laid off in the .com crash, and then they decided to retire in their late 50s, early 60s time frame, we were able to make that happen because we had these different types of money, and we were protected from that downturn. Unfortunately, my mom passed away in 04, just a couple days after she was 60 years old. So then my dad lost one Social Security check possibility. He didn't, you know, obviously he didn't plan on having that kind of retirement, but things worked out because we had the money in the right spots. Because then of course 08 happened, right? And things went down again. But the foundational assets got him through that downturn. The steady income assets kept paying money. And he didn't have to go raid his market money because he had options. And you know, anytime you don't have options, that's probably the worst feeling in the world, because then you're trapped. So if you don't have any options, that's not good. Now, everybody got way too complacent in the last 11 years. They said, oh, we don't need financial advisors. You just buy the index and passive investing is the greatest thing. Yeah, well, now you're passively losing a ton of money. So what are you going to do now, right? Now this is proving why you need to have an actual plan. And so if you're 5 to 10 years from retirement, you should have at least, depending on your risk level. So I use the same, it sounds weird, but I use the same percentages for how much you should have in foundational assets and how much you should have in market money.
Okay.
And it's 30 to 60%. If you like to be more aggressive, you know, you could have 60 maybe in the market and then only 30 in the foundational assets. Now, if you're a math wizard, you'll know that 30 and 60 don't add up to 100, right?
Oh, no.
And so, you know, or what's the joke? Well, there's only three types of people, those who know math and those who don't. So yeah, but what I'm saying there is really is when you're talking about the steady income section, this is stuff that pays. It's not typically traded daily in the market. Stuff that's barely moved this year in terms of valuation, but pays you usually 5, 6, 7% on typically a monthly basis even. And so if you have that cash flow, even if you're not retired right now, if you got that cash flow, say it's even in your IRA, that's spitting off money. Well, guess what you could be doing? You could be buying on the cheap right now, right? So if you get that cash flow coming in and that asset's not dropped in value, then that's a very valuable asset to have. So you want to have 10 or 20% there. And then if you want to have, be very secure, you could have 60 in foundational and 30 in the market or anywhere in between. So what is a market? What is a foundational asset? So there's only three places that you can guarantee your money. That's the banks, U.S. Treasury, and insurance companies. Well, banks are already low, and they're going to go lower and lower with, you know, with our interest rate policy now at zero or below. That's going to keep dropping. The 10-year treasury that was around 3% in 2018 had never been below 1% and now is. You know, those are crazy times. So those are not assets that you want to be putting money into. So that really leaves insurance companies, and they're going to be lowering rates like crazy. I mean, they're going to be dropping, especially as this thing goes forward. So now is really the time to act for those. If you want to have some of that money protected and you want to have some of that guaranteed foundational assets, something where you know it can't drop and that could potentially even pay you a lifetime income, more than ever, this is the time to take action on that. So, you know, if you want to set a time on the phone, we can talk about this, or a virtual meeting, you know, we can set that up really quick. All you have to do is an easy way to do it. There's two options. One is you can text the word visit for a phone or online visit. So you can text the word visit to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word visit, 800-454-1184. Or you can book online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Wealthcreatorradio.com, that's Eric's website. You can head there, find out all about Eric and his team at Heckman Financial. They are right here in the Silicon Valley area. Eric, I wanted to ask you about your virtual meetings that you said you could have with our listeners. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so we've done it for a while. I've actually had a client as a radio listener. Well, a couple, one from North Bay, one from East Bay, and they were just too far to for us to meet in person. So yeah, you just go online, I send you a link, and we both can turn my video on. You don't have to turn yours on, so you can hide from me. You don't, you know, I just like to have my video because I think it's better when you see somebody talking versus just hearing them, because you get a little bit more expression and understanding. And then I can share screen stuff, so I can actually show you things online and go over things. And yeah, I mean, nowadays we've got a transfer big files link thing that we can send people. So if they want to upload statements securely, you know, we can still do the analysis like we've always done, and then even create that blueprint to worry less wealth, where we look at your income plan, your investment plan, your taxes, healthcare, legacy. You know, I mean, one of the other things that I didn't cover as much was, you know, how can you profit off of this? Well, you know, one of the things is, like I said, change your 401k, increase the risk level for the new dollars, have that go in there. Right now is the best time in the world to do a Roth conversion. Not only is our tax rate lower than it's been in forever, the taxes are guaranteed to go up in 2026. They're actually legislated to go back to the 2017 levels in 2026. So we're at a very big dip in income tax right now. Sadly enough, most of us are going to have a lot lower income this year, because if we have unpaid time off or things get worse, yeah, you may have lower income. And if your assets have dropped, well, guess what? It's cheap time to convert, because if you convert, say your portfolio is down 20%, you convert it to a Roth IRA, you're going to have to pay the tax next April, so you get time. And if that market money starts popping back up after things go back to normal, you know, then all that 20% gain, if it just goes back to where it was, is going to be on the tax-free side of the world. And that's where you want to be. You want to be on that tax-free side of the world. So again, that's one of the things that you should be doing, is buying on the cheap. So if you got cash, you might want to jump in. It takes a little bit more guts, but yeah, you might want to do that. And you also might want to, like I said, increase your risk level too, because of, again, that's buying low. And then Roth conversions. I mean, Roth conversions are a great way to go. And then lastly, if you've got a house and while you still have good income and your job hasn't changed, refinance now. I mean, now is the time to be doing it. Again, if you need some help, if you've got some concerns through these crazy, crazy times we're in right now, feel free to set up an online phone call or online visit. Again, you can do that by texting the word visit to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word visit 454-1184, or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
You toss a penny over your shoulder into a fountain and you make a wish. You look into the fountain and you see a lot of pennies, but you also see some quarters and you think to yourself, who throws quarters into a fountain when pennies will do? Now think about the taxes you could be paying in retirement. Do you want to throw pennies or quarters to Uncle Sam? Eric Heckman and his team at Heckman Financial Services have helped hundreds of families plan for retirement for more than 25 years. Taxes can be complicated, so start planning now so you aren't caught off guard in retirement. To start building your plan, call or text the word TAX to 800-454-1184. And together, you'll create a plan designed to help you keep as much of your money as possible. Find out what the heck is going on with your taxes with Eric Heckman and the Heckman Financial Services team. Start planning today. Call or text the word TAX to 800-454-1184. That's TAX to 800-454-1184. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Hi, we're so glad to have you with us today. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Eric is a well-known speaker and an author. He wrote the book Worry Less Wealth. If you'd like a copy of that book, you can always request one when you go in and see him. So today we are talking about just, what is going on. Eric, with all these changes of social distancing, what should we be doing with all this downtime?
Yeah, well, again, you mentioned my book, and people can actually just text the word book to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word book, 800-454-1184. That book is getting a little bit older. I'll be first one to admit that. It's still got all sorts of relevant data. The strategies are nothing different, because even under this circumstances, again, my plans don't change for my clients, because we have contingency plans. We plan for stuff like this. But that's one of the things that people should be doing with this downtime. Right now I'm getting kind of crazy busy, so I don't know if I'll get the downtime, but if I do, I will finally wrap up my newer book for sure. But one of the things I'm doing right now too is that there is a website called socialdistancerecession.com. Again, socialdistancerecession.com is one I've set up, and then also our YouTube channel will have a lot of videos, and we're also doing a lot of webinars, so you can also look at our events page on Wealth Creator Radio, so that way we have some webinars with the latest and probably not the greatest news that's coming out about this. But in terms of your own situation, what should you be doing? The funniest one I probably have is I've got this letter. I should actually, I almost should blank out his name and hang it on the wall. But I've got a client that in 1998, before the dot-com crash had happened, before 08, before all this stuff, I said, okay, you need to go get a trust. You need to go get a will and trust. At the time, it was because they had a younger son. He's in his 30s now, and they still don't have that will or trust done. So why not, right? Why not take some of this downtime and get that will or trust done? Why not this time organize your finances? Do you have a spot for all of your data? Like if you were gone tomorrow, how can somebody come in and figure out where all your accounts are? You would not believe how many issues we have with, I've helped a lot of clients with their siblings or with their parents and trying to find accounts, trying to do things. It can be a mess, and it's very, very tough to do. And lots of times, even if you think that person had an account at an institution, if they didn't do proper planning, it takes forever. I mean, I've got a client whose brother passed away, and she knows he's got money at a couple different brokerage accounts, but with all this market craziness, she can't do anything because she's having to go through probate. So that's a process where you have to go, where somebody who liked you, you make them go to the courts, you make them pay a bunch of fees and costs and go through a lot of headache and hassle just to settle your stuff. That's not a good way to treat somebody, you know, after you're gone, who you liked, right? So, you know, the easy way to do that is have a will or trust set up. Have that in place. And, you know, there's places you can get that done online. You know, if you email us, we can send you some links to some people we like or something, or just search for online ones. But so you don't even have to go in person. If your situation's pretty simple, that usually works. If you got his, hers, our kids and businesses and a bunch of, you know, crazy types of situations, then no, you might probably want to meet with somebody or at least do a virtual meeting or whatever you have to today. But that'd be one to really get going. And then just the other thing is look at your overall finances. You know, you might want to make sure you have enough credit lines right now, because if things go on for a little bit longer, and especially if your income level drops or something, you want to make sure you've got some available credit. You want to make sure you've got some assets in the banks that's safe and guaranteed. So, you know, you want to be doing the right things sooner than later. And so, hey, this is a great time. I mean, people a lot of times say, oh, if only I had more time to do something. Guess what? You got more time, right?
That's right. And
yeah. And so that's one of the things that, you know, that you really want to be doing. And also just educating yourself, you know, about what happens in the markets, what happens with finances. You know, I mean, there's, you know, a lot of different great books. Like David Bach had written one called The Latte Factor, which is really good, I think, for people in their 20s and 30s. You know, that's something where I'm sure you can get it on ebook form or something, or just order it on Amazon or something. But, you know, I mean, that's a good one for somebody who's younger to really learn about finances. You know, but really just learning about things, getting education and getting smarter. You got plenty of time. Don't just Netflix the whole time frame away, and you know, get some actual education and improve yourself while we're having this. Worldwide pause. So, you know, one of the things that we could send you is, well, actually two things. Obviously I said the book, my Worry Less Wealth book. But also if you just want a really quick report on, understanding market corrections, that's really gives you some good insight about what you should expect. What should you do? What shouldn't you be doing? So if that's something you want to do, you can text the word market to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word market, 800-454-1184. Or you can go online to Wealth Creator Radio and request it there.
WealthCreatorRadio.com. And that is where you can find out all about Eric and his team at Heckman Financial. So back to what we need to be doing with all this downtime. Anything else you wanted to say on that?
Well, just again, understanding the options out there, understanding where your money is. You know, look back. One of the things I always ask people when we're trying to really understand what your income plan should be for retirement, how much are you going to spend? Well, that's a number that everybody doesn't intentionally BS themselves on, but they do. So, you know, anytime. Like I was just meeting with somebody who's an engineer, and his wife was kind of joking because he gave one number, and then he said something like, well, unless you count this, and then he said something else, and then he said, unless you count this. It's like, no, you count it all. So he was trying to think that they lived on $7,000 a month and his wife said 10, and by the time he kept adding all the, well, if you count this things, yeah, it went back to 10. And so... You know, you can't just say, oh, in retirement, I'm not going to count that. No, you're going to count all that stuff. So one thing you could do is find out how much did you really spend? And the easiest way to do this, and since you got time on your hands, like the Styx song says, too much time on my hands. My son's starting a whole playlist for, you know, the coronavirus playlist that he's been working on. That's one of his top ones on there, along with School's Out. You know, one of the things in there that you could be doing is taking your last 12 bank statements, or if you want to even go farther, 18 months to smooth it out even more, but take your last 12 bank statements and hopefully you're paying off your credit card, you know, every month from that bank account. So you don't have to count your credit card spending because when you pay it off, it's counted. And so add up all the withdrawals and divide by how many months that was. So if it's 12 months, divide by 12. And that's literally how much money you spent. I bet you it's a bigger number than you thought. And so knowing that going forward is a critical thing, right? Because then you know how much you're spending. So, you know, that'd be another great item to really educate yourself on, to really get some information. Again, you mentioned like podcasts. We've got a lot of episodes. None of my advice changes for this, by the way. It should always be the same. You should have foundational assets. You should have market steady income money and market money. 401k forces you 100% into market money. So you have to use your other dollars to buy those foundational and steady income asset areas. So again, if you want to set up some time to talk on the phone or online, all you have to do is text the word visit for an online or digital visit. So text the word visit to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word visit. 800-454-1184, or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
More on what we need to be doing in this worldwide pause when we come back with Eric. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman.
Who will help you get there? You spent years working, taking care of your kids, saving money, and now you're nearing retirement, or maybe you've already retired. Now it's your turn. You get to decide where to go next. Will your retirement include travel? Do you have a guide to help you get there? The team at Heckman Financial Services have helped hundreds of families create their blueprint to worry less wealth. Don't let financial limitations take you off course in retirement. Eric Heckman and his team want you to have the retirement you've worked so hard for. Come in and meet with the team at Heckman Financial Services. They'll help you create a blueprint that's tailored to your lifestyle and long-term financial goals with their trademarked Blueprint to Worry Less Wealth. To schedule your meeting with Eric Heckman and his team, call or text the word VISIT to 800-454-1184. That's VISIT to 800-454-1184. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
Thank you for joining us today. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. Talking about what's going on in the world. We're sort of in a worldwide pause right now. And Eric, even in the middle of this, we're in tax season right now. So I know that part of your blueprint to worry less wealth is to help people with tax strategies, which is a little bit different than filling out your taxes. So tell us about that.
Yeah, exactly. So there's two types of taxes. There's tax reporting and tax planning. So right now is tax reporting season. So I always equate that to being the 11 o'clock news and they say, hey, this jewelry store was robbed. Here's what was taken. Here's what's missing, blah, blah, blah. Can we do anything about it? No, it's all happened already. So you're just saying what happened. Tax planning is saying, hey, maybe we should beef up security. Maybe we should get bars in the windows or better security system or louder alarm, guard dog, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. And so that's what people really need to be doing. And sadly, most people, I mean, a lot of times they don't even see their tax return. I mean, I've met with people before where they unseal the previous year's tax return in front of me. You know, now if they owed money, you hope they paid the bill. But yeah. A lot of people don't ever even look at their tax return. They don't even understand it. And, you know, when you're doing tax season, most tax people typically have anywhere from 30 to 50 returns per week. I mean, tax season is really about 10 weeks. And so that is a ton of returns. So how much time do they have to talk with you and spend with you? Nothing. And so one of the reasons I got licensed to do tax stuff is not because I really love doing tax returns. Actually, I'm a little bit accounting geeky that way. I don't mind them, which is, you know, kind of weird, I guess, for some people. But but no, the main reason I did that was because I hate the fact that so many people in my profession say, oh, does not give tax advice, does not help you with taxes. But you're talking about capital gains, 401ks, IRAs, all this stuff that's all tax related. So how can you say it's nothing to do with taxes? You know, it's all to do with taxes, right? So, you know, what should you be doing about tax planning? Well, you know, one of the things we mentioned earlier today's show, you know, is looking at, should you do a Roth conversion? You know, Roth conversions are great when the market's down, because if you do a Roth conversion and the market's down, you don't have to pay as much tax, or you can convert more money over. And then when the market comes back up, like it will do, then that comes back up on the tax-free side of the world. And tax-free land is one of the best lands to be in, especially in retirement. And, you know, so that's one of the things that you want to be looking at, you know, for sure right now. If you have an after-tax 401k, so tons and tons of companies have added this. It came out of a, I don't know if it's a tax ruling or revenue ruling, whichever one it was, but it was in 2014. It's kind of an old school thing. It was something where almost all companies in the 80s and 90s had these, but they kind of went away. And now they've come back. And what this after-tax 401k is it's literally, for most people, they can put around 25K extra, 22, I mean, 27, 28 sometimes, over and above how much they're putting in the 401k into an account where they get no benefit for taxes. But you can turn around and convert it the same day into Roth IRA. And since you didn't get a tax benefit, there's no tax cost when you convert it. And so now you could have tons and tons of money on the tax-free side of the world through your employer's plan. And the crazy part is a lot of times those people can't even put the $7,000 away or $6,000 away to Roth IRA because, again, they don't, you know, they can't, their income limit's too high. And so the nice thing here is you can actually do one inside there. So those are some things you should be looking at. But, you know, also just looking at simple things like, did you actually itemize on your taxes or not? Lots of times I have people come in and they're bringing all this charitable receipts and other things, and maybe they donated $1,000, $2,000 or something. They think they get a tax write-off on that. And then we look at their tax return. It's like, nope, with the new Trump tax laws from after 2018 on, you know, the standard deduction's higher. And so a lot of times you don't get those write-offs. So, you know, maybe you want to change around how you do things or alter how you're doing your spending and your planning, because, you know, you want to know what write-offs you do or don't get. And so that's pretty critical stuff. So just understanding your taxes and really looking at that, you know, I think that's a really big thing. You know, and one of the things we do actually have is we have a report called Tax Strategies for Retirement. And so, again, you got this time on your hands, right? So you got time to do stuff. So good time to read a report. It's only about 10, 15 pages. It's, even though it's taxes, it's not tax jargony. It's not boring. So if you want to get a copy of that, just text the word tax to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word tax, 800-454-1184. Or you can request it online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Again, check them out on their website, wealthcreatorradio.com, and you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. Eric, I wanted to ask you again to what that 401k is that you were talking about where you can convert to a Roth. It was called an after-tax 401k?
Yeah, so you have to check with your employer, your HR, you know, and see if they have added this as an option. There's traditional 401k, there's Roth 401k. So the difference between the two of those is it's, you know, tax on the seed or tax on the harvest. You know, if you're a farmer, would you tax on the seed or would you rather pay a tax on the harvest? And if you pay, so with the traditional one, you're deferring all your taxes to later. Well, later is when you hit retirement. And lots of times people are realizing that they have way more taxes they owe in retirement. And so the Roth 401k, you don't get a tax benefit today, but all the money grows tax-free. The hard part is if you're making that switch, it's kind of expensive because say you're putting $20,000 away. If you all of a sudden made that switch, your taxes may go up by $6,000 a year, which is $500 a month. And that might be like, ouch, right? Mm-hmm. So the other option is just doing this after-tax 401k if your employer offers it, or maybe you just have a bunch of other money someplace else. You could actually use some of that money to live on and overfund this after-tax 401k. And that one, there's some companies that auto-convert it. Literally every time you're putting money in there, they just instantly convert it to Roth. Some you have to actually, you know, call up and tell them, hey, convert this. You know, so maybe you do that every 2 or 3 months. And, you know, so those are things that you can be doing. It's a great way to put some more money away. So, again, the more you have tax-free down the road, it's going to be better because, obviously, with this downturn, government's going to be making less money. They're going to be paying more money out, and we already don't pay our bills. So it's going to be even more pressure to raise taxes down the road. So again, we're at a special time in economic history where you could be, at a super low tax bracket, converting that over or putting more money on the tax-free side of the ledger and getting the government out of the picture. Because really the funny thing is if say you have got a $1 million house and a $300,000 mortgage, almost any time somebody tells me their house value, they'll usually say, I have X dollars in equity. So I'm using that example, I've got $700,000 of equity, right? So if you talk about your IRA or 401k balances, in 28 years of doing this, I've never once had anybody come up to me and say, oh, I have $1 million in retirement funds, so I have $700,000 in equity. They don't do that, right?
Good point.
But why not? It's still the same thing, right? You can't sell your house without paying off your mortgage. Well, you can't close out your IRAs and 401ks and turn them into cash or do whatever you want to do with them without paying the taxes. So it's the same exact thing as a mortgage. The difference is you're not making a monthly payment to the tax man on your retirement balances. So it's kind of out of sight, out of mind. You hit retirement and then it's like a bat hitting you in the head. It's just like, what? I have to take out how much to get what? And, my tax bracket is how much? And then the worst part is if you make too much money, which is $85,000 single, $170,000 joint in retirement, guess what? Your Medicare premiums can double, triple, quadruple. People don't talk about that. It's not a tax. It's not a tax. It doesn't show up on your tax return, right? But it is a tax because it's based off of your taxable income. So yeah, there's a lot of things that people don't really kind of go through in terms of how to figure all this stuff out. So again, if you want to text the word VISIT, 800-454-1184. It's no cost, no obligation. Text the word VISIT, 800-454-1184. Or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Who will help you get there? You spent years working, taking care of your kids, saving money, and now you're nearing retirement, or maybe you've already retired. Now it's your turn. You get to decide where to go next. Will your retirement include travel? Do you have a guide to help you get there? The team at Heckman Financial Services have helped hundreds of families create their blueprint to worry less wealth. Don't let financial limitations take you off course in retirement. Eric Heckman and his team want you to have the retirement you've worked so hard for. Come in and meet with the team at Heckman Financial Services. They'll help you create a blueprint that's tailored to your lifestyle and long-term financial goals with their trademarked Blueprint to Worry Less Wealth. To schedule your meeting with Eric Heckman and his team, call or text the word VISIT to 800-454-1184. That's VISIT to 800-454-1184. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
Hi, we're so glad to have you here for Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. Today, we've been talking about just what's going on right now in this new world of ours. Eric has a wealth success story for us. So it'll be nice to hear something very positive right now. Eric, what do you have for us?
Well, maybe it's a too late story. No, not really. Again, for most people, this downturn is erased maybe your 2019 gains. But if you really look back for, 2-3 years back, you're still way ahead. And so, what are you going to do about that now? Well, I had a client that at the end of 18, even when the market was going down, he has a large position in Apple because he's been working there for a long time. And so he knew it was good to start diversifying that. So we put a lot of stuff in foundational assets, stuff that can't go away. And then end of last year, when Apple had shot up a ton again, we took even more money and made it more guaranteed and made it more steady income. So either foundational stuff that he can turn a lifetime income on, but he can never lose money on it. And most of those are going to grow at maybe 3-6%, historically speaking. And then we also did a little bit of steady income money. It's not in the market. It's paying them still around 6% area, somewhere around that range. And the nice thing is it's still doing that with all this downturn. So all those assets that he protected, nothing went down, nothing's dropped. And you know, that's why you do that. Again, my planning has not changed for the last almost 20 years now. You know, having foundational assets, having steady income, and having that market money, and all of us get kind of lured into this, you know, the excitement of almost like gambling, where the market goes up, market goes, oh yeah, we can keep doing this, you know, oh, and I don't want to pay for advice, I don't want to have anybody, you know, I just can just buy the S&P 500 and I'll be good. And yeah, that was a horrible, horrible thing to do in the 2000s, and it was a great thing in the 2010s, but now it's starting to look like it's not such a great idea again. And you know, that's really, I think, the biggest key that people need to know is having their money allocated the right way between foundational steady income and market money. That's the key. Again, if you want help from us, again, no cost, no obligation. We are getting very busy, but we can do a virtual meeting or phone call online. And all you have to do is text the word VISIT to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word VISIT, 800-454-1184. 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184, or go online to wealthcreatorradio.com. You can look in any of our past episodes on anywhere where you find podcasts, iTunes, so forth, or you can just say, hey, Google or Alexa, play Wealth Creator Radio. That's all for this week's show. We'll talk to you next week.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended to be used and cannot be used by the taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein. The views and opinions expressed in the program are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors, and they should not construe as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult the appropriate advisor before making any financial decision.